Hollywood celebs rip Trump in final 24 hours in office, fuck every single Trump voter. By David N. G. on January 19, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood stars are jeering at President Donald Trump and his more than 74 million supporters as the commander-in-chief enters the final hours of his term, saying, "We have all dreamed and prayed for this day." Elites including Michael Moore, Billy Eichner, Chelsea Handler, Bette Midler, and Jeffrey Wright posted jubilant and in some cases hate-filled messages mocking the outgoing president. Fuck Trump, fuck his whole family, fuck anyone that chose to work with him, and fuck every single Trump voter. Comedian and Elizabeth Warren supporter Billy Eichner tweeted. "The last inauguration I refused to watch. This one I'm excited for," Rosanna Arquette enthused. "We are now entering the final 24 hours of this madness. We have all dreamed and prayed and worked for this day," Michael Moore wrote. President Donald Trump will officially conclude his term on Wednesday as Joe Biden takes the oath of office. The president has stated that he won't be in attendance at Biden's swearing-in ceremony, though Vice President Mike Pence has said he will be present. Though Joe Biden has urged unity and healing in recent weeks, his inauguration festivities have so far pointed to more division. The official celebrations have featured starring roles for actress Deborah Messing, who has promoted physical violence against President Trump, and a musical ensemble called the Resistance Revival Chorus, which has smeared conservatives as fascists. Adding to the spirit of rancor, Hollywood celebrities are now trashing President Trump and his supporters as he prepares to exit the White House. Michael Moore tweeted that Trump was the hidden face of the U.S., revealed to all. Never again. He qualified his remarks by adding that Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon were more evil. Comedian Billy Eichner posted an angry, vulgarity-laden tweet in which he attacked the president, the First Family, and the president's more than 74 million supporters. Sacha Baron Cohen used Trump's final day in office to once again push for more social media censorship. Comedian Louis Black demanded that lawmakers impeach the president during his remaining hours in office. Actor Jeffrey Wright urged his fans to wait for Trump's final days to come to an end. Seinfeld star Jason Alexander also urged his fans to hang in. Almost there. Rosanna Arquette mocked Trump by predicting that TV ratings for the Biden-Harris inauguration will be huge. Bette Midler joked that she received three presidential pardons after she used Venmo to send money to a wrong account. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill declared that it is too late for Trump to rehabilitate his reputation. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer thanks his followers and added, "Today I'm smiling." Actor Bradley Whitford smeared Trump and accused him of making a traitorous allegation about the election. Mia Farrow, actor Adam Scott, and comedian Wanda Sykes are counting down the hours to when their personal nightmare comes to an end. Actor Billy Baldwin, brother of Alec Baldwin, posted a video of Kamala Harris dancing. Comedian D.L. Hughley joked that the UPN sitcom Moesha lasted longer than the Trump administration. Actress Kristen Johnson posted photos in which she is shown flashing her middle finger at the president. Lady Gaga, who is scheduled to sing the national anthem during Biden's swearing-in ceremony, offered a rare note of conciliation, urging for a day of peace for all Americans. Follow David N.G. on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.